Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show. Spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good looking for television. And now, here they are, to pluck the low-hanging fruit of the literati, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
And we're back!
We're back! Back in Bushwick, here on the Heritage Radio Network.
Mike, you've had a busy week.
It's been crazy. The dirty, dirty, dirty tour just keeps rolling along.
What's dirty, 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 Mike?
Why, I'm so glad you asked, Judy. It's my new book, Dirty, 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 which is somewhat of a pop culture history of girly magazines. You know, the fucked up thing is, though, the coverage I've been getting, people have been sort of using my book to launch their own broadsides about pornography and its relative merits and liabilities and moral issues. Well, this woman in on Slate.com was not really reviewed, just sort of used my book to attack pornography as a medium. And then someone else on Forbes.com used my book to defend pornography as
a medium.
Was that
Susanna Breslin?
It was Susanna Breslin.
No comment.
But the weird thing is the reaction to the book is so weird because everyone who's read it is really digging it. The tour has been great, great turnouts. We were in LA, had an amazing turnout, San Francisco as well. You know, before that, we were in Chicago and Detroit and points in between and Brooklyn. And everyone who's been around has been digging the book, except this weird sort of substrata of people who seem to be afraid of it. I thought we were past this, honestly.
No, we're not past fear of vagina.
No, it's America's puritanical attitude really hasn't receded at all. A couple of people told me they really like the book but will not read it on the subway because they don't want people to be seen with a book that says dirty, dirty, dirty on it. For realsies.
That's really...
We're all fucking doomed.
Then they can buy the Kindle version. You can't tell what you're reading. I like to see what people are reading on the subway. I find it a good way to gauge whether or not I should keep staring at them. Kindle's ruined that.
But I'm really happy to be back here in Brooklyn. It's good to be home.
And we have some delicious guests today.
We have the most delicious guests.
We've got Kim Ema from the Treats Truck, who just wrote the Treats Truck Baking Book. Thank you for being here.
And it's a book that looks good enough to eat. And my favorite Jew, Aaron Levkov, who's opened a new Trafe Palace, the Gowanus Little Neck Clam Shack. In Gowanus, right? Is that really Gowanus?
That's accurate. Yes, okay. That's correct.
Is it on the canal?
We're not on a raft. As long as you're not casting a net in, it's several blocks off the canal.
You're not pulling the clams out of that canal, because I'm sure they look like the fish on The Simpsons with like nine eyes.
We have very reputable purveyors.
So my question to you is,
you forgot to introduce my pocket Jew,
dude. That's some motherfucking big pocket.
We're in the Goyim half over here. I guess.
I'm Japanese.
Oh wow!
I'm sorry
that you
did not know this, but I'm half Japanese and I'm Jewish.
This is fantastic. You are the ideal woman. This is great. The diversity of this show knows no bounds.
Japanese, I've never even heard that before. I love it.
A friend of mine calls me that.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, and Jews and the Japanese have many things in common. One is we're fucking cheap. The other, though, is that we love salty pickled fish.
It's true. Both sides, yes.
So, but Aaron, what I wanted to ask you is, what the fuck does a Jew know about clams?
That's why I brought my pocket Jew.
And again, all right, Joe, tell us, what's going on over there at Little Neck Clam Shack, your Trafe Palace?
It's just, you know, an ode to local sustainable seafood, just done very simply.
It's not so local that it's coming out of the canal.
Yeah, no,
I can't stress that point enough.
It's not coming out of the canal, although I did see a dead fish floating on top of the canal this morning.
Do you guys have oysters over there at that clam shack?
We do, of course. Those also don't come from the canal.
I've heard tell they're going to start doing oyster beds.
Well, they are very good filters.
So you guys have only been open for a few weeks now, right?
I think we've just completed 3 weeks of service. Although I've been working the 9 a.m. to 3 a.m. shift, so I feel like I've completed about 8 weeks of service.
Well, wow. This is your first food industry job, right? You've never been in the restaurant business before.
When I was much younger, I was a dishwasher. I was a pizza delivery driver, which I parlayed into a successful career selling weed. which was much more lucrative than washing dishes and delivering pizzas.
What about you, Kim? Before the treats truck, which is pretty popular in New York, where did you have any food service experience?
Years ago, I'd been a waitress and uh-huh. that kind of thing, and you know, bake sales when I was a kid.
What got you started on making a truck full of goodness?
I was just obsessed with treats, and I was baking for friends and family and colleagues, and then I just became obsessed with the idea of the treats truck and this truck, and I bought this big gray truck on eBay. And wow. went from a folding bike to this big truck, started driving it around.
And this is the American dream.
Yeah, both of you guys just
that a Japanese woman can own a treats truck.
And have a fabulously beautiful book.
That book does look good enough to eat. Thank for real. Judy, you're a treats truck fan. Describe the treats truck for our friends in Radio Land.
It's full of goodness that you can buy. Where can you find out where the treats truck is going
to
be?
Well, we have a website, treatstruck.com. Mm-hmm. We used to have really set spots where, you know, like, oh, on Tuesdays we're on a certain corner, but the city's actually making it really, it's really difficult right now to do that kind of thing.
Just as the food truck explosion is really kicking
exactly,
in.
Exactly, but there was one court case that's making it difficult for everyone right now, but you can go to treatstruck.com. We have a phone number on that where you can call, and I change it a couple times a day and just say, hey, we're on the corner of this and that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And your Twitter is what, at treatstruck?
At the treatstruck.
Okay, I'm going to have Kim. I did a little baking yesterday because it's awesome.
This is real Judy McGuire product?
This is real Judy McGuire product. God. I had Jack eat one before.
Jack, don't worry. You're not going to get stoned from it if it came from Judy's kitchen.
Shut up. It could be weed.
It was delicious, though.
But there's something just not right.
There's something
I want. They're not.
Yeah, there's no weed in them.
Are they the same? Both of these cookies?
They're both the same. You can choose whichever one you want or eat them both.
Okay. All right, pass it around. Come on. Come on. Make good with the cookies.
I burnt one batch, but those aren't even burnt. I picked like the prime examples.
All right.
I want them to be gooey and delicious, and they're not. They weren't even fresh out of the oven. They're from yesterday.
Right.
Well, that might be your first problem.
No, I tasted them yesterday, and they were exactly the same.
Hey, this ain't bad, Judy. This is good.
No, they're not
bad.
They're not bad at all.
They're not bad, but they're not what I want.
You know what I want? A clam roll. How come you didn't bring me a clam roll, Joe?
They don't travel very well.
So, these are good. I didn't know you baked, Judy.
Did you do it exactly like you had done it before?
The only difference is now I have a KitchenAid mixer. And I, instead of using, like, sweat equity, maybe it was my sweat from, like, softening the butter with my hands and that wooden spoon. They were gooey and delicious, and now I just have my beautiful red KitchenAid mixer.
Because that's what I think of when I think of a tasty cookie, is your sweat.
My sweat is like angel teardrops.
Yeah.
You think that could be it?
It could be that it's missing the angel teardrops. But it could be that you mixed it a little bit longer. It could be that it could have been. And also in your oven, you know, ovens are, you have to know your oven.
I have a new shitty oven.
Do you have a new one?
But a really bad one.
Because it doesn't matter if it's bad, you just got to know it.
You went out and bought a bad oven?
My landlady bought it. I mean, it's like, the cheapest oven at Home Depot, that's what I have. Which is better than the used refrigerator she used to buy me until I started replacing my own. Which would be, she's like, I got you a new refrigerator since that one doesn't work. Just make sure to spray it down with Raid before you bring it into the building. And then the seal on the refrigerator was Vaseline'd. So then I decided, like, you know what, I'm just going to invest in a new refrigerator. And I probably should have invested in a new oven, too. Because there's on and off, basically.
There's on and off.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Well, no, I mean, I think as long as you know your oven, get to know your oven, maybe give it a name. Make it feel welcome.
Get to know your oven?
Bitch. That's what I'm going
to
call it.
The oven bit. Sure. And then just get to know, like, how hot, maybe you need to turn it up more or less, or... you know. But I think they're good cookies.
They're not great.
This is good.
Oh no, we're gonna have to Heimlich because of my cookie.
This is good. Look, Aaron's going for another one right away.
There you go.
All right,
but that's a good cookie.
But back to the clams. I was at Little Neck last week on your quote unquote soft opening. It was great.
Like 4 weeks ago.
That was like 4 weeks ago. Hopefully, you're out of the weeds by now.
We're in and out of the weeds periodically.
What is the exact spot?
Yeah,
it's on. See, our place is always in the same place.
I would like a clam truck. Would be awesome.
Which is on 3rd Avenue between Carroll and President Street.
Oh, a quick trip on the G train. Nice. That's a little walk.
So you guys up to a full menu now?
Depends on service depending.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be a long trip on the G train. Sometimes it could take 3 G trains.
You got the full menu up and running now?
We're working on it. You know, we opened with a limited menu. And we've been adding things as specials and seeing which ones do really well, which ones are total failures.
What's your most popular item so far?
The clam roll and the lobster roll are obviously...
Oh, you do a lobster roll.
We do a lobster roll. It's a main style lobster roll.
When we have you back, well, maybe you'll bring a lobster roll. That travels okay, I know.
Somebody didn't show up for work on time today and didn't get the food prepared.
I've actually still got my whites on under this sweater. So
that's dedication.
So tell us how you started, how you got the idea, and what you guys started this through donations on Kickstarter.
Well, yes and no. I guess the backstory is I was, you know, Mike and I used to actually work together
in pornography,
post pornography, but you know, we looked at a lot of pornography while we were working together, mm-hmm. but that was more, on the side stuff, you know, after you punch out for the day. And our jobs were moved to Montclair, New Jersey. Actually, I should say Mike's job was moved to Montclair, right. New this Jersey. Was,
yes.
And I thought that really it would be easier than finding a new job, which boy, was I wrong. So that's how we got started. You know, along the way, we realized we were running out of money. And we put up a Kickstarter, which covered some bills. It was very nice.
Now, you know how I feel. I hate Kickstarter because I consider it panhandling.
Well, I love it because I
consider it panhandling.
Got 13 grand off of it.
But you guys also gave people incentives, though, right?
Okay. Yeah, we gave really great incentives, which now that all the chickens are coming home to roost, I'm reeling was like really great incentives.
maybe we shouldn't have promised so much.
Yeah. Like,
what is it, like free beer for life or something? Or?
Well, I put up one that was free beer and oysters for life if you donated at the $5,000 level.
Oh,
which,
okay.
Which was more of a gag to get attention, which is exactly what it did.
Right.
But towards the end there, I had people emailing me that were seriously on the fence about giving us $5,000. So I suppose if they would have given us $5,000, I would have had to honor it. But, you know, you get most people gave $25 or $50.
Tote bag.
You get a tote bag. You get a T-shirt. You get some free beers. You get, you know, free oysters. You get a lobster roll. You know, whatever it is that you want. We've had people come in and start collecting on them. And I think it's really great. I think it's actually really great because it gets people into the place and it builds a relationship.
And you have a tote bag. You're going to go back there and have some clams.
Fill the tote bag with clams.
Or at least you're gonna be running around town with my tote bag.
Right, advertising.
So where are these clams coming from, if not from that poison canal?
Oh, you know, all over the place. We've got the clams, I guess, come from Long Island predominantly, the Little Necks, the Top Necks. The oysters, we usually have 3 or 4 West Coast and 3 or 4 East Coast on the menu at any one time.
I like the West Coast better.
Do you?
Yeah, they're littler.
You like the small ones? I like the local oysters.
They're little and
creamy. Yeah, I don't like the ones that are like putting another tongue in your mouth.
That's the ones I'm more partial to. The saltier, the better.
Ooh. Putting another tongue in your mouth. Like a boy tongue or a girl tongue?
Like an animal's tongue.
Oh, I love tongue. I could go for a tongue sandwich right now.
We should open a deli.
Our next venture.
We're gonna get Kimberly to open a deli in Japan.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Jewish deli in Japan? I bet it would do really
well.
I understand
the guy that brought the bagel over there is like a multi-bazillionaire right now.
It's actually a dream of mine to have a business in Tokyo. That would be the best.
All right, we're going to talk. I could be the Jewish hot dog king.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, I want to do like Crazy Eddie style hot dog king.
Mike Edison, sausage king of Osaka.
No.
And then you can go on Japanese game shows and bank commercials.
My God. That's awesome. I'm extreme eating. I tell you what, though. I bet I could. I'll lay it down the gauntlet right now for the oyster eating competition. I'm not a competitive eater generally, but I could guzzle 6 dozen oysters in record time. I'm putting it right out.
Really?
Well, yeah. we
you and me, McGuire. Let's go. Loser pays.
You know what?
I've got you beat. I've done 7.
Oh, That's like that. I saw the Man versus Food episode where he does eat like a few dozen oysters, and I was actually a little gaggy by the end of it. What else? But anyway, we should take a break.
We should take a break. And you know what today is? Today is Beethoven Appreciation Day. This is true. Mayor Bloomberg, one of the few good things he's done lately, signed a proclamation to make today Beethoven Appreciation Day. It's actually National Beethoven Appreciation Month, and I thought we'd go with a little Fifth of Beethoven.
Classing up the joint, Mike.
Yeah, boy. Beethoven.
That was a rather funky rendition.
It's the Mike and Judy Show once again, broadcasting live at the Heritage Radio Network from Roberta's here in Bushwick.
Did you see the article in the Times this weekend about people who text while they're having dinner with people that like that guy is doing right in front of our window?
Unbelievable.
I can't stand that.
He's probably texting the guy that's sitting next to him too because he's so socially awkward he can't even talk to him.
Some mom just changed a baby's diaper in the waiting room too.
Oh man. God.
Really disappointed me.
While she was texting?
Maybe she was on Twitter.
She probably texted the picture to shut the fuck up parents.
Roberta's wiping shit.
Oh, nice.
Man. That's you know what's really weird? People are bringing kids to the Dirty book tour. It's like it's a fucking insanity. They're, like someone brings their 10-year-old daughter and the show gets blew really fucking fast. I mean, the first part of the show is a soliloquy about cocksucking.
Don't they know about your nudity?
And there's a 10-year-old girl there and... I mean, I wanted her to sign a release. What am I supposed to do? I feel really bad.
Well, you should just have a little disclaimer before the show
begins. I go right up to the parents. I say, you know, this is going to get really blue really fast.
Do they even know what blue means?
You know, it's going to get really filthy. X-rated.
It's like a Red Fox show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, cocksucking.
You big dummy!
Let's get back to food, since it's a food holiday this week.
It is Thanksgiving.
Mike,
I like
what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Did you order your oysters from the oyster guys?
I am getting my oysters. I'm getting a few dozen oysters, and it'll be somewhat of an orphan's Thanksgiving, as it usually is with just friends, since my
Would you like to come to Joe and I's party?
You and Joe are having a party? Are you inviting everyone in Mike and Judy Land?
Yes, everybody that's listening is invited. There's going to be a private party for whoever knocks on the door at Little Neck. Joe and I have an oil drum. We're going to be deep frying turkeys in.
Wow.
And we'll probably watch the X-Files on Hulu.
Damn.
Wow. That is progressive and warm and family-like. I like that.
Everybody's invited.
Good.
Kim, what do you have planned for Thanksgiving? Do you have any special like pumpkin treats this week or anything?
I do have pumpkin treats. I have pumpkin cake with cream cheese frosting and little pumpkin. I make little junior pies, like bite-sized, like smallest pies, and pumpkin swirl cookies and pecan pies. And so, I ate about three pumpkin pies yesterday while I was driving.
We have to test the merchandise.
That's actually right. Ate quality half of control. One myself.
I love pumpkin pie.
Sample, quote unquote.
So, yes. I like the food truck phenomenon. I think it's great.
I do too, but like the Big Gay Ice Cream Truck just opened a store. And Kim, what are your plans for brick and mortar?
I'm opening a store too called the Treats Truck Stop.
Nice.
And it's awesome.
Thank you.
Perfect.
And it's like you're going to sit down and hang out, and there's a viewing window where you can watch some of the baking and you can get food. And that it's on Court Street near 9th Street in Carroll Gardens.
Perfect.
Rockin' neighborhood.
Now, you kind of resisted the cupcake trend, didn't you? Or do you have them?
Well, when I very first started, I didn't want to have cupcakes right away, so people didn't think it was a cupcake truck. But I love cupcakes. I serve cupcakes and a lot of ice cream cone cupcakes because I loved those when I was a kid. Did anyone else have those?
Ice cream cone cupcake?
Yeah.
Yeah. You bake them in an ice cream cone.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, I do like
that. It looks like a cone, but it's a cupcake.
It looks like a cone, but it's a cupcake.
It's much more portable sounding.
It is portable.
Can't go wrong. How stoned were you when you invented this?
The best thing to do is layer it in. So you bake the cake separate, and then you can frost the whole inside and layer in different kinds of cake and frosting. Nice. And then you get frosting at the very bottom, so you end with frosting.
Oh.
Oh, it's like a reward.
Yeah.
It's like a reward for your hedonism. This is great.
I'm going into a hungry coma now because all I had were some cookies today.
I used to love those ice cream cones I'd get from the ice cream truck. Obviously, the prototype for the food truck explosion. They had like a gumball at the bottom because I felt like you'd get the reward for it.
Gumball? I never had that.
Oh yeah, it was like the bottom of a cone. You know, and then the we had to the bottom. There was like a piece of like, you know, like a gumball.
I'd actually prefer the ice cream. I like the gumball.
I like the concept of being rewarded for being like a pig.
Because ice cream wasn't reward enough. With some delicious sprinkles on top.
Get through the coconut and the chocolate. Get through the fake whipped cream. Get through the, you know, hydrogenized vegetable oil. It's being passed off as ice cream. You know, eat the sugar cookie and then a gumball.
Long-lasting fun.
I'm a big fan of the Charms Blow Pop, too.
Yeah, I'm not so into those. Yeah, I don't even have plans this Thanksgiving. We had a rough week.
Yeah, it has been a rough week, and we should maybe send out some love and healing vibes to our friend.
Michael Gonzalez, he got shot 3 times this week. He's going to be okay, though. Friend of the show.
This is what happens when you're a guest on the Mike and Judy show. But yeah, then again, another guy got a movie deal.
Yeah.
One guy got a movie deal, another guy got shot. So, it's pick 'em.
Sadly,
six of one, half dozen of the other.
So we should be careful when we walk out of here?
No, it wasn't.
Be careful
here.
When you walk around in Crown Heights.
it's
sad. So hopefully Michael's listening and getting our good healing vibes
and
love. But let that be a lesson to you. Can't be looking over your shoulder when you leave.
That certainly took things down a notch.
Yeah, yes. Sorry about that. It's just like, what am I doing for Thanksgiving? I don't know. There might be Kellogg's Diner in my future.
Well, I'll tell you, some of my best Thanksgivings have been the non-Thanksgivings because I like the food. Don't really like my family, but what I really hate is small talk. That, to me, that is like the worst fucking thing that I have to endure. Like, so you're in a band? And how am I going to explain this to someone? You
Mike,
know,
if you were going to go home to your mother, you could hear all about Barry's hernia operation.
Oh, so, he's doing well, by the way.
Even
thank
I've
goodness.
Heard about Barry's hernia operation.
We're all concerned about Barry's hernia.
Well, you know, I kind of outed my mom who sent this email to my brother. She didn't even send it to me. She sent it to my brother. It said, I ordered Michael's book on Amazon and Barry's having a hernia operation Tuesday.
Then what did you do? You forwarded
Jewish mom email. It was like one sentence.
Then you forwarded the email to all of your friends.
Yes.
And posted on Facebook, of course. Within moments.
My mother likes to do that kind of thing. My Jewish mother. But she puts it in the topic, like, you know, for the email. She'll put the whole message there, and then there's nothing inside. So it would have said, like, you know, Barry's hernia operation, and there'd be nothing in the actual email.
Hopefully all caps, too.
Yeah.
But I understand he's doing well. He's resting easily down there in Florida or wherever the hell these Jews go when the weather starts
Boca.
Turning. I don't even know
I'm not even Jewish, and I know every Jew goes to Boca.
I don't know that that's the case. Honestly, I've never even
Palm
been there.
West Palm Beach, Clearwater.
Okay. All right, you know.
See, you know, you're a Jew from way back. And you know,
from
and,
way back.
Well, I mean, I've been Jewish for 31 years, so.
And a punk rocker for 31 years, according to the New
according
York Times.
According to the New York, yeah.
One of the Jews at the New York Times who described Aaron as a 31-year-old punk rocker, which is code for what?
Try explaining that to your 60-year-old mother.
So maybe you two could each give us like a really quick and easy thing to make on Thanksgiving. Like, Kim, what is like a recipe from your book that even a really bad baker could make?
Peanut butter cookies.
I love peanut butter cookies.
Yeah, me it's too. My favorite, and it's the simplest thing. I actually like to make peanut butter sandwich cookies. So you can make peanut butter and jelly sandwich cookies, peanut butter cookies with chocolate in the middle, peanut butter.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Are you kidding? I just take a spoon and a jar of peanut butter and one happy guy. I got back from San Francisco like at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. It was a bottle of Ryoka and a big tub of Jif. You know what I like? I like bad, cheap kids peanut butter. I don't like hippie organic peanut butter. Most of the other things, I tend to not eat processed food. I try to avoid processed food. I don't like it. But except for peanut butter, I just want that Jif, you know?
Do you like the chunky or the creamy?
Creamy, baby.
Oh, no. Chunky all the way.
Do you use like the crappy peanut butter or do you use like
I'm betting your sous chef likes chunky, super chunky.
What
are you trying to say about the guy?
Nice peanut butter.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, plus you're serving kids. Isn't it annoying how many kids have like nut and gluten allergies now.
I've gotten very good at that, though. Like, you know, like everything's separate. People can come up and I'll go, you can have this, you can't have this, this doesn't touch this, right. You know.
Are nut and gluten allergies a real thing?
No.
Like, where were nut and, where were nut and gluten allergies like 15 years ago?
Why aren't we all dead?
Seriously, yeah. Because when I was a kid, if you were allergic to bread, you get your ass kicked.
Oh, I want a rice cake.
Okay, Clam Shack, what do you recommend, like, even a spaz can make?
Well, I'm really feeling the peanut butter on a spoon.
It paired well with the Rioja, let me tell you.
What if you want to get a little fancier?
All right, let's talk to Joe the sous chef. Let's get it from Joe the sous chef.
I definitely know that people that I go to people's houses for Thanksgiving, and the thing they ask me most about is gravy.
Yeah.
Well, it may not be a gravy per se, but it's always just foolproof. A velouté. Just what? Take some. Take a. Just make.
French?
Just make a. Yeah. Just make a roux. And take some, you know, some dark turkey stock. And
roux is not
just make a roux.
Simple.
Just make a roux. Just make
roux is a giant pain in the ass.
Roux is not a giant pain in the ass. People think they have to take a quart of flour and a quart of butter and add it together, and they can only make big amounts of roux.
Now, I've made little bits of roux, but it's still a...
Take 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of flour, you know, stir it in a pan, add some turkey stock. If you got any drippings from the turkey, add that in, and you have foolproof turkey gravy.
What about a nice oyster stuffing?
Oh, yeah, no, dough. Oyster stuffing is fantastic.
I'm thinking about this because we're getting the raw oysters from our friends, and I'm thinking maybe an oyster stuffing might be nice. I might attempt this.
I think we have to add that for really our Thanksgiving party.
Yeah, I think that'll be part of the orphan's Thanksgiving.
Oysters and chestnuts.
What about the White Castle stuffing? I thought you'd be all over that.
Yeah, you know, you know how much I love White Castles.
I know.
I do love the White Castle, but seems to be somewhere that's church and state separation between, you know, what I should put in a turkey's ass and what I shouldn't. White Castle's definitely a turkey don't.
What about White Castle chicken rings? Would you stuff it?
No, I don't. First of all, I'd like to see those round chickens, okay? Because I don't even believe they exist. But no, I'm a purist when it comes to White Castle. It's the sliders, the cheeseburgers, and the double cheeseburger, also known as the meat pedophore. That's got a consistency that's unbelievable. I don't do any fucking chicken. I know I invented it. I don't do any fucking chicken at White Castle. And I don't respect people who do.
One year, my boyfriend wrapped our turkey in bacon. It was pretty intensely great.
I love bacon.
Who doesn't love bacon?
I made Rice Krispie treats with bacon.
Oh, nice. Oh wow.
Not nice. For the truck, though. Just at home.
Just for kicks.
I don't have any pork on the truck.
No pork on the truck.
Mm-mm. Kosher food truck.
I have no pork on the truck.
So how big an operation do you have now? I mean,
where's the fleet of food trucks, of treat trucks?
I have one treats truck. His name is Sugar.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
You name your oven too, right? You name your oven, you name your truck.
I named my Hobart, I named my Sheeter.
This is
have you been involved in any turf wars with your truck? Speaking of getting shot.
Did that big gay ice cream truck come over and try to squeeze you out?
I'm friends with Doug and Brian at the big gay ice cream truck. And actually, there a couple times that Doug has been on my truck and helped me serve. Mm-hmm. And then he just confuses people because people come up and be like, wait a second, where am I?
Do all of the Van Leeuwens converge on you at once in a circle?
I can say it's like Breaking Bad, except it's food trucks.
We actually have a food truck association, and it is quite a colorful bunch when you get us all in the room together.
Well, they actually all sleep in a parking lot right behind our restaurant. That's true.
Really?
I know where you sleep.
Where
your truck sleeps, at least.
Yes. So do you do all the baking, or do you have helpers?
I started out doing all the baking, but I'm tired now. Yeah. So I don't do all the baking myself. But I have a staff. I have about 5 people who help me with the baking, and so we all do the baking. And I'm the main driver seller on the truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So if people want to... You're selling your book on the truck, aren't you?
I am not selling my book on the truck. I know.
That's
I wanted
crazy.
To sell it on the truck. But there's a law that you're not supposed to sell merchandise from a parking meter. And so I can sell the cookies.
Wait a second.
This is a free
speech First Amendment.
Thing.
This
yeah,
is a First Amendment issue.
You should be able to sell a book.
Says McGuire and Edison, attorneys at law.
But the thing
is that a strictly enforced law?
Has
anyone gotten nailed on it?
Yes. People do get nailed on it. And actually, right now, I want to say also that one food truck got in trouble, and they said that the judge ruled that food is merchandise. So now we're both legal and illegal. So we actually get busted for selling cookies and tacos or whatever we sell. We're getting busted for that, selling merchandise from a parking meter. So there's a savenewyorkfoodtrucks.com. And there's a website for that, too.
Yes.
What if you're, like, double parked?
You're double parked.
What if you double park the truck and then you're
breaking
not at the meter?
Law. Oh, then you're breaking not. The law.
You're gonna get me in trouble. But well, we could try that, and we could sell some maybe like oyster rolls or something.
We could do that.
When's the clam truck coming?
Soon.
The clam mobile.
It should look like a clam.
That'd be awesome. A clam mobile.
I wanted everybody to be dressed up in little clam suits.
They could have little lobster suits or a little more mobile, I would think.
Maybe some plastic starfish on the side, uh-huh. A plastic lobster, a net.
Yeah, I think that could be very beautiful.
Dress them up like the Gorton's fishermen. Hey, Joe, I bought you a yellow rain slicker.
I'm not wearing that.
That'd be really comfortable over the deep fryer.
Have you ever seen the sashimi tabernacle choir, or tabernacle truck? It's covered in lobsters and all different kinds of plastic, and they play music, and then all of the plastic creatures move
no.
and it was at Maker's Fair this year. It's kind of an incredible car.
But will they feed me a lobster? Or are they just going to sing at me?
They're just going to sing at you.
Yeah, we
can sing to ourselves.
I'll feed you a lobster.
Can't wait. Maybe we should head over to Little Neck after this.
Maybe. Yeah. But I want to remind everyone to go buy the Treats Truck baking book. You can't buy it at the Treats Truck.
You can buy
incredibly, but you can buy it on Amazon and other fine retailers.
Yeah, you can go to bookstores.
Independent bookstores, yeah. Which we love.
Yes.
And you should go eat some oysters and lobster rolls at
Little Neck over in the Gowanus.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're taking the next week off because we're going to be too fat and sassy after Thanksgiving, right?
Next week's off. And one more stop on the Dirty, Dirty, Dirty Tour, by the way, is this Tuesday at the New York Public Library.
Fancy.
It's going to be an afternoon gig, 1 p.m. at the NYPL.
Which one?
On Fifth Avenue.
Tuesday?
On Fifth Avenue, right there with Patience and Fortitude.
And Mike.
All right, once again, it's the Mike and Judy Show from Roberta's Restaurant, the Heritage Radio Network. Thank you, guys. See you next week. Honey. Or not. sugar, sugar.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.